Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Spence Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 White Sox. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calm. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Calm steals second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to third. It's 4-1 White Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Severide reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Severide scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin scores. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Mangum now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Rego now catching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Mangum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangum takes first base on ball 4. Schalk moves to second. George Grant now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Mangum moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grant. Mangum scores. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. Davis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalke hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Leo Mangum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mangum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Mangum moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Sisler moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bennett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rego moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rego scores. Grant moves to third. It's 7-5. White Sox. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Tobin moves to second. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. Tobin scores. It's White Sox, 7, Browns, 7. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Grant Harris moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com bunts towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Com for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Harris scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Harry Hooper pinch hits for Leo Mangum. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Rego and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Bobby Lamott pinch runs for Tony Rego. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Lamott now playing shortstop. Leo Dixon now catching. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moss still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moss still. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Moss still steals second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss still moves to third. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss still scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush pinch hits for George Grant. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blaeholder now pitching. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harris moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaum bunts in front of the plate. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 10-7, White Sox. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 11-7, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Dixon and he is out, LaMotta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McManus reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8 White Sox. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-4 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Connolly, and towards Collins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Bobby LaMotta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotta hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 11-9, White Sox. Chet Falk pinch hits for George Blais Holder. Chet Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dixon moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixon scores. Falk moves to second. It's 11-10, White Sox. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 10. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.